The Lord be with you.
And
with a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news of him spread throughout the whole region. He taught in their synagogues and was praised by all. He came to Nazareth, where he had grown up, and went, according to his custom, into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. He stood up to read and was handed a scroll of the prophet Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll and found the passage where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." Rolling up the scroll, he handed it back to the attendant and sat down, and the eyes of all in the synagogue looked intently at him. He said to them, "Today, this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke highly of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. The Gospel of the Lord. In today's gospel, we hear about how the assembled people, the friends and neighbors Christ had grown up with, were amazed and perhaps even delighted at hearing such good and agreeable things coming from Jesus. However, the scene in today's gospel continues. We didn't hear it, but it continues in the Bible. And immediately following the scene, while Christ is still standing before them, he tells them things they don't really want to hear. Teachings that were hard and difficult for the gathered people to accept. When they heard these things, all in the synagogue were filled with rage. They got up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town was built, so that they might hurl him off the cliff. These are two very different reactions to Christ and his teachings, one of joy and happiness and one of outrage and anger. My brothers and sisters, how do we respond to the teachings Christ gave to his apostles, who in turn have passed them down throughout the ages? I want to proclaim again part of today's first reading. In this way, we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and obey his commandments. For the love of God is this, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not burdensome, for whoever is begotten by God conquers the world. And the victory that conquers the world is our faith.